Okay, let's go quickly to the phones, and we're talking to Kevin Dowman. Kevin, it's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling into the Ask the Builder Show. How are you today?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Hey, Kevin, it's just wonderful. Thanks for getting up so early to talk about your exciting book, Building Your Own Home for Dummies. You know, those dummies people out there, man, they crank these books out like Carter makes little liver pills.
They put out quite a few, that's for
sure. Man, they got a bunch of them. So what was the inspiration for you, and there's actually two other authors involved, Janice Brewster and Peter Economy, to produce this book? I mean, what got you all jazzed up to do it?
Well, I've been involved with the custom home world for the last 10 years. I've been financing custom home projects, about 900 of them, and it's an awful lot of information out there and not a lot of resources for it. There's a significant amount of resources for the actual construction itself, a number of books, but it's focused heavily towards people who are going to build their own house, you know, pick up their own hammer and nails, and that only represents about 20-25% of the people involved in custom homes. And nobody was writing information for the other 75% that were going to hire contractors, hire architects. And most importantly, there's been zero information out there in regards to financing the project. And, you know, at the end of the day, a custom home is a great idea, but it's not going to get built if you can't pay for it. And the fact is, you know, the top five books out there on construction on custom homes have less than 15 pages on how to actually finance the project, how to get through that very complicated process. And we have over 115 pages of specific information on how to get the money to pay for that home.
Right. So, yeah. The as far as other information being out there, actually, it's kind of funny that you said that you couldn't find much. The inspiration for what I've been doing for the past 12 years was that. In other words, I had always wanted to write a book myself about how how to build a house the right way and how to remodel a house the right way. And all the years, the 20 plus years of me being a builder, you know, I just never had the time to do it, you know. So I started to ask the builder, but what I quickly found out, here's the frustration that I had, and actually I have some of that frustration a little bit with your book. I mean, it's a good book, but there's some that the problem is that I quickly discovered that these publishers put a limit on the amount of words they want in the book, the size of the book, and what happened is that I couldn't get all the information to fit.
Right. Well, that's true. And there are some books out there that are, you know, long encyclopedias, reference books specifically on construction process.
Right.
And that's a challenge. And certainly, you know, the dummies have their model. It's, you know, publishing is still a business. And
that's exactly right. So that's a hurdle to get over, the fact that, you know, because it's like, where do you decide to cut and not cut? So what happened is that's what Ask the Builder is all about, because I basically made... in other words, my book's about 5 to 10 million words long right now and growing. So anyway, but here's what's the top three things you think that a person needs to know going into building their own home? What is it that the best three things so that they can avoid a nightmare?
The first thing that they have to do is understand that they have to educate themselves on the process.
I agree with that.
This absolutely isn't something that you can just walk into and assume that you can take it in a linear manner and guess as you go.
Well, here, I'll give you an example real fast. I got an email. I want to get your opinion on this. See how
sure.
You would handle this. I got an email from a person yesterday where they're building this new home that the builder sends them out to get their windows. They go to this showroom, they get the windows, they give them the plans. When the windows show up, they are replacement windows, not windows for a new home with a nailing flange.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, like there are tons of companies that make replacement windows for houses, and these are just made to fit into the opening. So, in other words, see that nightmare that a regular homeowner would never know, you know, which windows to get. They just assumed that they would be windows for a new home, and they got replacement windows.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. There are thousands of details in the process of a custom home, and just because you've done some work in your hobby shop or done a little home maintenance doesn't mean that you're going to have all the information that you need when you get into this process. So you've got to trust the professionals, and you've got to be diligent about finding the right professionals.
Right.
And that certainly could go down as number two, which is do your homework on the people that you're working with. Instead of, the whole issue of just trusting it because, Sam next door had a good experience doesn't necessarily make that experience a good experience for you, doesn't make that the right people for you to work with. You've got to do your homework. One of the things I talk about in the book in regards to picking people that you're working with is, figuring out the compatibility. I talk about the three C's of picking a contractor, for example, which is not just cost, which is what a lot of people go for. They look at that money line first. But you got to look at cost, craftsmanship, and compatibility. You have to find that person that's going to help you have the experience that you're looking for. If you're a micromanager, then having a micromanager contractor isn't necessarily the direction you want to go. And if you're someone who's going to sit back, or you travel a lot because of business and you need someone that's going to take charge and take control of the situation, then having somebody who's kind of laid back and is going to wait for you to make every decision isn't necessarily the right way to go either.
So. Yeah, exactly. I guess the biggest thing is too is what about how do you guys feel about plans and specifications? The amount of detail you have to have there.
Well, I actually talk extensively about in the book when you're looking for when you're starting in the process and looking for the contractor. It is best if you can to spend as much time as possible before you hit that bid process in picking out all of your details. A lot of people they start on the process of a custom home, and the first thing that happens.
Hey, Kevin, we got to scoot, baby.
Okay.
We got to scoot, man. Your book, Building Your Own Home for Dummies, wonderful book, man. Thanks for coming on to the show. I'm going to promote it heavily.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot. All right, we're just about out of time. Ask the Builder is run out of time. Denny McCune's up next. You want to stay tuned for him? Ask the Builder, and you're listening to WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati.